political scandal over Cartier watches handed out to executives at a government business has taken an extraordinary turn this evening. Last week, the Prime Minister described the decision by Australia Post to hand out the luxury timepieces as appalling. At the time, Scott Morrison told Parliament the Australia Post chief executive, Christine Holgate, had been instructed to step aside. But it's now emerged that she has not done that. Let's get more from our political reporter, Anna Henderson. Anna, what is the backstory, first of all, to this very public spat?
Well, Linda, last week, Christine Holgate was representing Australia Post at Senate Estimates, and there was a line of questioning about the bonuses that get paid to senior employees. And she confirmed that four senior staffers at Australia Post were provided with bonuses for a big deal they did with some banks in 2018. And those bonuses were paid in the form of Cartier watches worth from about $3,000 to $7,000 in value. Parliament was sitting that day. Question time is where the story really gained traction. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, demanding Ms. Holgate stand aside or else leave the job altogether.
Now, we are the shareholders of Australia Post, Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Australian people. So that action was immediate. That action was immediate. And if the chief executive wishes to stand aside, well, not wishes to stand aside, she's been instructed to stand aside. And if she doesn't wish to do that, Mr. Speaker, she can go.
So that's a pretty clear demand from the Prime Minister there. But what do Christine Holgate's lawyers say in response, Anna?
Well, Kingston Reid is representing Christine Holgate. It sent a statement saying legally, in its opinion, there are no grounds for Ms. Holgate to be stood aside and optics is not a legally valid defence. The statement goes on to say that the Prime Minister humiliated Ms. Holgate in question time, that she had no prior notification that she'd been stood down, and that despite the legal team writing to the board of Australia Post and to the chairman of Australia Post, they've not received a response. So at this point, they don't see that she's been stood down at all.
So how is this likely to play out?
Well, we know there's a four-week investigation that the government ordered into spending at Australia Post. So that still needs to go ahead regardless. And in fact, the statement from Christine Holgate's lawyers says that she supports that. But there are the broader questions about the Prime Minister's handling of this, because there was a lot of commentary about how strong his condemnation was in this matter. And when the next day allegations of misspending at the corporate regulator ASIC were raised, he was much more muted. So there is still this ongoing kind of question of the politics of this and why the Prime Minister took such swift action and was so strong in Parliament.
Okay, thanks very much. Anna Henderson, our reporter in Canberra.